Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's our pleasure to be joined by one of the best defensive ends in the NFL, Everson Griffin.
Well, this Vikings defense is starting to pour it on.
Brought down by Everson Griffin.
He has 6 sacks this season, had that sweet forced fumble on Lucky Whitehead in the Dallas game. Everson joins us now. The Pro Bowl. If people are interested in voting for the likes of Everson, Linval Joseph, or your favorite Viking to the Pro Bowl, you can do that at Vikings.com. Is it important to you to get Pro Bowl consideration?
Yeah, you know, it's disrespect throughout the league and just knowing that you're playing at a high level. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. The biggest thing with me is we got to find a way to win games. You know, we just want to win.
Yeah, it starts today against Jacksonville. When you handle Blake Bortles, how do you handle him?
He's running a lot more than a lot of quarterbacks we've seen. He's getting out the pocket quick anytime he feels pressure. So the biggest thing right now is stopping him run. You know, they got good 2 running backs down there. Stopping the run and containing the quarterback in the pocket.
You're always very honest. Blake Bortles will be wearing a helmet that looks like this, the Jaguars helmet. Overall, what do you think of this helmet?
Terrible.
Maybe worst in the league, right?
Yeah, because it's just the 2 contrast colors. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good at all.
And it's like smooth back here and matted
and
here.
Matted here. It's not a cool.
I know.
This is this nice, clean cut, one color Vikings traditional helmet.
Now, after football, I don't know what Everson Griffin's going to be interested in doing, but as you may learn here with Vikings karaoke, perhaps he has a singing career. Take a look at this.
Love and happiness. Love is. Yeah.
You're the reverend from now on. That's your nickname from now on. You're the reverend. Done.
Al Green, Love and Happiness.
Love and Happiness.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, have you always fancied yourself a singer or what?
No, not always. This is
you
my
hit
mom,
the notes.
It was my mom's favorite song, so we played it in the house all the time, and she just danced around, and you know, and it just stuck with me. I know it word for word, and I didn't even know my wedding song, but I knew Al Green, so.
Daniil has 9.5 sacks. What about the emergence of Daniil Hunter?
Oh, man, he's tremendous, man. He's getting around the quarterback. He's finding a way. He's scrappy. He's just playing outstanding ball. He's second-year guy, and, you know, he's doing all the things right. Very coachable, like I've been saying. He's a hard worker, and he wants to be great. So he's doing a great job for our team and for himself.
Vikings are 6-6 into today's game against Jacksonville. Since we have an Al Green theme, maybe the theme for the rest of the season is let's stay together.
Yeah,
are you keeping everybody together?
Yeah,
you wanted to sing it, right?
We are. Yeah, I did.
Go ahead and sing it.
No. But yeah.
I'm so in love with you. But stay together. Are you keeping them together?
Yeah, we are. It's not like we're losing by big margins. It's the small details that's hurting us. Penalties at the wrong time. Penalties at any time are bad. But the small details that if we could fix, it will allow us to win more games.
Osweiler as they get chase, and they'll get to him again.
In your run in the NFL, overall, especially when healthy, is this the best defense on which you've played?
By far the best defense. The best scheme, the best coaches, and the players on the team. That's what we really don't have no me guys. It's always about the team, and that's the best part of our defense.
Are you familiar with the internet sensation 96 Questions with Brian Robinson?
Yes, I love that.
Well, do you? Because do you feel sometimes he picks on you?
Yeah, we have a love-hate relationship.
If there's one guy on this team that you could impersonate the best, who would it be?
Well, I think the one guy that I could probably impersonate the best, probably Jet McKinnon.
Who?
Jet. Jet.
But it's all right. You know, I've been knowing B-Rob for 7 years, and the first time I met B-Rob, he had cornrows in his hair. He drove the Avalanche on 26s, orange for Texas, with air ride suspension in it, 316s in the back. Like, who is this guy?
But one of the 96 questions, he determined that you were the player who kisses up to the head coach the most.
Maybe so. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, there's certain things you do. That's okay. I just like Coach Jim. You know, he's a good guy, man, and he's very blunt. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And that's how I live. You know, you're blunt. He going to say what he's saying. I just love everything about the guy. He's just he's an excellent head coach.
Was it weird not having him on the sidelines
in
the Dallas game?
It was absolutely weird. You know, not having him, you know, when we do our prayer before the game and him breaking us down and getting all fired up. You know, he just add that extra edge to the team. You know, he's a guy that everybody looks up to. You know, I look up to him. him as a head coach because he's the best one I ever had. You know, he's always even playing. You see what you get on every single day. It never changes.